is the riots on Radio U. This is it.
Woohoo!
This is the end.
This is the Christmas podcast.
It is. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Nikki and I's absolute favorite time of the year.
It is. And hopefully, you guys have been enjoying it as well.
Yeah. And this podcast has many special guests and plus, you know, other regular stuff. Mm-hmm. So, there's plenty here to keep you busy.
Even though I feel like it is going to be very Christmas centric. So, just let's all get over that in case you're like, I hate it. I'm done with it. There's going to be some Christmas in this. And then
this is not the podcast
for you. The next podcast will be right back into, you know, we hate everything else. Well, back to our normal selves.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've got the worst of 2015 podcast coming.
Well, then January comes, so.
Yeah, that's the Monday of the year.
Yes, it is.
I mean, what if Monday lasted for a whole month? We call it January. So good luck with that.
Well, enjoy this podcast. If you want to catch up on just our specific artist interviews, like if you ever hear one, you're just joining us for this podcast, but you want to find out some more, those are available through our website, riot.radiou.com. Catch up on podcast, Riot Control, that's another podcast you can listen to. Everything's available there.
Excellent work, Nikki.
Thank you.
I'm on board.
Thank you.
I'm in.
It's great to have you as a partner who's on board.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. Seriously.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, it's the best.
One more time.
Merry Christmas. It is the riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
So it's finally happened. Nikki has a flask she's drinking out of. She pulled it out, poured herself a little something, and it's just like, well, I knew we were headed in that direction.
You just figured it was one day.
I just didn't realize that we had finally gotten to that point.
No, that is my medicine, thank you. Not even in air quotes.
What is it?
It is.
Is it Delsin?
No,
it looks like a Delsin bottle.
It's the generic of Mucinex. It's the one that you have to sign for. So, it's the good stuff.
Oh yeah,
it is the good stuff.
Sign on the line to have a good time.
Eric actually went back because it works so well. Uh-huh. He went back and bought two others, and I was like, "That's gonna flag you or something." A
couple of bottles of 7-Up.
Yeah, this is the one where if you wanted to, you can make meth also after it. But
we just got to cook it down, Nikki.
Something like that.
Fractal distillation.
Yeah, but hopefully that should kick in here in a few minutes.
Oh yeah, well I'm excited about it.
I am too. I'm the one who took it.
You know what? I've got some Mountain Dew here. We'll just. Pour a little for you, pour a little for me.
Yeah, I'll share if you need it.
Let the good times roll. Well, we're glad you're back.
Thank you.
People posted on Facebook that they missed you yesterday.
I was very sick on Sunday. I got the stomach flu while I had whatever the sinus infection that's been going around too. So I was unable.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I want us to stay as far apart as possible.
I don't have a fever, so I think I'm still okay. Because isn't that how it is? If you have a fever, you're still contagious.
I read that on the internet once.
Now, it's stuffy in here.
Well, that's true.
I'm not gonna lie. But I don't think that's a fever. So I think I'm okay. But yeah, I don't want to get near you either.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want what I had.
No, I don't.
Or what I still have.
See this face?
Right there.
It's the face of someone who's already had enough.
I know. Obi's been sick for like months and months and months. I was like, hey, I'm doing great. I didn't get any of it. And then seriously, over the weekend, it was like, bam. And then the bigger bam of the stomach flu, which I don't think you had.
Because we had Friday off and you were like, did you at least have like the day off?
I had the sinus stuff. And that was really, like, I thought that's what we were just going to land at, and that was it. And then on Sunday when I woke up, I got up at, like, 6, and I was having some tea because I just didn't really feel so good. And I literally felt, like, a wave of nausea start in my head and go all the way down to my stomach. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I laid down until 4 when I got up. And I made it to the kitchen sink, not even to the bathroom.
Well, there's a garbage disposal there,
and
so you're okay.
I thought, you know what? We're just going to take care of this now. So that helped a lot. I thought, okay, I'm not feeling well.
Fantastic. Great.
Yeah, I thought so too.
All right. Well,
I thought, just don't look. Just don't.
I'm fine, everybody.
I'm great.
Don't worry about me.
Glad to be back. It should be a fun morning.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
If you were listening yesterday, I mentioned briefly on the air And now in greater detail, the great Kindle snafu of 2015.
Which was that?
Bought a new Kindle, right?
Yeah.
Remember, that's the Kindle Fire is just the Kindle Fire. Like no HDs, WZs, XLs, nothings. Just the Kindle Fire is the name of Amazon's $50 tablet.
The one that they encourage, like you buy six, you get the 7-1 free or right. something like that. For schools.
I think it's you buy six for the price of five.
I know. It's
like five, you get six.
You have to buy a lot.
It's a weird one. So anyway, I got one of those on Black Friday and it's now broken.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
It's now broken.
What happened?
Well,
you bought it because it's like indestructible.
On Friday night, I think it was, I plugged it in. And I've been careful, like I want to make sure like I use their charger,
sure.
whatever. Plug it in, get up on Saturday morning, pull it off the charger, and it looks fine. And then I do the swipe thing, and the screen is completely white, like blank white. And I was like, that's fine. I'll just restart it.
That'll fix everything.
So I restart it, and then half the screen is white, and half of it says IR. Which is, of course, part of fire, which is what the boot up screen is supposed to say.
It's like if you see a convenience store with half the sign,
yep.
you know, burned out.
It's basically that. So then it gets to, it starts up and then it goes all white again. And I was like, well.
Did you reformat it?
Let's give it one more chance. And then I gave it another chance and then no chances.
So you can't like plug it into your computer and it doesn't have a.
And, you know what? There's no, that. Is not really designed for that. Like, there is not mothership, like iTunes type software where you plug in and get whatever.
And you can still get at it.
Yeah, it doesn't really have that. Though I am sure that you can,
something.
Not hack it, but.
Jailbreak?
What's the word I want? Root. That's
there
the word
is.
I'm looking for.
There
you
it
can
is.
Root it and get all those administrator privileges. But I don't even want to.
Did you contact Amazon?
Yeah, I'll have a new one tomorrow.
Oh, that's why those are $50.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, well.
Or you just might have got a bad one.
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
And so they sent me another one, and I have to send this one back by January 30th so
sure.
I don't get charged. But yep, that totally happened. So just to let you know, if you bought five and got the sixth one free.
And you're keeping that one.
I may have gotten the sixth one. Maybe that's why mine suddenly doesn't work. Just know that if it does break, Amazon was super cool about it. I mean, I did their online chat, and within 5 minutes, they were like, no problem, we'll send you another one, et cetera, et cetera. But
still the hassle of something that you bought because you didn't want it to break, like a big tablet.
Yeah.
A more expensive one, though it ends up breaking anyways.
Totally broken.
Well, congratulations. Woo! You're getting a new one.
So that's exciting. Like I've got a broken tablet and my Bluetooth headphones don't work anymore.
What a mess.
I know.
What did you do that night?
I didn't want to talk about the Bluetooth headphones.
When you're working out?
No. Yeah. I was lifting, and then all of a sudden, I just lifted too hard. Just killed it.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Hey, bad news for all you Hello Kitty fans.
Did you sign up? I guess I would take it for, like, someone who maybe used their app or something.
I just want you to know, when I saw this yesterday, I actually thought, like, okay, is Nikki signed into Sanrio Town?
No, I don't play any of the Hello Kitty games.
Okay, don't act like...
I said that with somewhat of a sneer, and I know I should not have.
Don't act like it's not within the realm of possibility, because you're the one that's always trying to get more donuts.
Well, for the Simpsons game? Yeah, but that's a...
Oh, okay. Well, that's
I don't
like,
know what else
that's
that
like
is.
Notches above Hello Kitty. It's the Simpsons, so I don't even want to hear about it being Hello Kitty-like.
Actually, I probably would enjoy a Hello Kitty game if it was similar to the Simpsons one.
I'll bet you would.
I
would get you set on Sanrio Town and you would be like, it's so cute.
Is that what that is, though? Is it an app?
No. Let's wind back before we get into the details. Who used to, when they were going to get a shot or had to go to the doctor, where did your mom take you?
First off, it sounded like a shot, like as in a drink. No, like when I was younger.
When you used to go do shots,
no.
Where did you go?
When I had to get like an allergy shot or something when I was younger, very young in elementary school, my mom would take me to, we had a Hello Kitty store. Mm-hmm. And so we'd stop there and get something.
See? Sanrio Town, Nikki. Don't act like it's not a thing.
That was a long time ago.
Sanrio Town is an online community for Hello Kitty fans. They had 3.3 million people's identities stolen. Now, they say that it was only email addresses, birthdays.
And your favorite character.
Is it your favorite character?
No, just decent. Like, it stole your character's identity.
Yeah. So the big concern is that it's mostly something that kids are into, but adults like it too, Nikki.
I'm not surprised if there's quite a few.
They're afraid that it may have caused some vulnerabilities for you personally. So
if you used your same password for the...
Say in Rio Town and your Hello Kitty stuff.
For your Hello Kitty world, as you did say, like, your bank. You might want to, in the future, maybe have a couple of floating passwords that work
and
not tie in the same one.
You change them.
You do. And again, don't keep some of your fun life having the same passwords as like your banking life.
Mm-hmm. That's Nikki, this is all good. I'm writing it down. Hang on. I just want to make sure.
That's some good stuff, right? That'll help you out.
No, hey, man, that's going to take you places.
So great. That's your same password? Please don't. I know it's like, well, I can't remember passwords. Do something else then. Okay?
Write them down. You know what I actually did?
Get an app to do all your passwords.
I base my password in a lot of ways off of whatever's written on my desk in front of me.
Yeah.
So that way it's really easy to remember. That or sometimes I use some of the passwords. I like to use like password or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then if they make you have letters, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah, that'll be safe.
So that way.
How is someone stealing that?
Yeah, no, nobody ever thinks of that.
All right. Well, again, if you're on Hello Kitty stuff, your stuff might be vulnerable now.
Yeah. So Nikki's like, hey, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. She's running upstairs, checking San
Rio
Town.
Changing all my passwords.
I gotta change everything.
I'm not logged into that game.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
One of the biggest games of the year, I have not even touched it. Fallout 4.
But you're gonna use Christmas break next week. And New Year's break, right?
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I still haven't decided if I'm going to get it or not. Mostly because it's like, well, you got to spend the money and you got all the time. Because I actually, it was on my Christmas list and I took it off my Christmas list.
Oh, I thought you had already got a copy of it.
No, I did not. And so I've just been kind of wondering, waiting. It's like, do you want to get sucked into that enormous thing that is Fallout 4? And I don't know the answer to that. We've got a guy in Russia who is suing Bethesda for $7,030.
Is that the amount of days off or something? Like he's lost?
He says that he went on a 3-week binge playing Fallout 4. As a result, and again, he says he has lost his health. So it somehow compromised him in his health. He has lost his job because he quit going to work and he lost his wife. And he says that Bethesda basically should have put a warning on the box saying, warning, this game could be addictive.
Don't they normally put a warning just somewhere before the game starts?
Yeah, but not for that. Oh, it's like not a seizure warning.
Well, I thought they just kind of grouped everything in small enough print into it. Like, oh, this could be a problem.
If a warning like that exists, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't. Maybe it does. I don't know. But he says there should have been a warning. Bethesda is not commenting, by the way. But apparently there is some legal precedent. This was not in Russia, but in the U.S., a man got compensation from NCSoft for a game called Lineage 2, which I'm not really familiar with. But they say that they were able to convince the judge that there are basically systems built into the game to make it addictive.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
And in reality, games kind of are like that reward cycle. Like,
that's why it's so popular.
I got a new piece of gear. I got a new this. I got a new that. I have to keep playing.
But I bet you, if you ever were to bring that like to court in the United States, it wouldn't pass eventually because it's just too big. You could open that to
big
anything.
Gaming.
Well, it could be big gaming. It could be apps. It could be Netflix provided all of the shows at once and you binge watched it.
Netflix had autoplay, so I never had to stop.
Never
and
stopped
they forced
it.
Me to watch it again. And so.
It's just one of those things where, yeah, if it was an isolated, small enough thing, but because it would become so much bigger
right.
and you really could then open the door to a lot of opportunities for lawsuits, I don't think it would ever fly.
Well, no offense, but like, come on. Like, I'm addicted to this game. Like, that might be true, but shouldn't you have known that you were kind of headed down that road anyway? It's not the first time he's ever played a video game. He says that if he had known what was going to happen, he would have waited until the holidays
to
started playing.
So wait, what did he say? He was in it for 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
I have a feeling, a sneaking suspicion that, especially if his wife left him as well, he did probably have some sort of gaming issue beforehand.
This can't be the first time.
Yeah, it wouldn't just be from those 3 weeks. That's not a long enough time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This may be just more fuel to my fire. Maybe I should pass on Fallout 4.
If not, here's your warning.
I will say, I still haven't finished the co-op campaign. I know it's the same, but playing co-op through Halo 5, and I haven't finished, I rented Call of Duty Black Ops 3. I haven't finished that, so I was thinking about picking that up, and that's just a few hours. That's not a huge commitment. And then I'm still free.
Well, try those first. You know, sometimes they say, like, if you have a list of stuff to do, get the ones that you've already started in more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Get the games that you've already started playing, get those checked off, and then if there's time for Fallout 4, you've not jumped into yet, then you've got, you know, a wider window.
I also want to finish Uncharted 3.
Okay, well, you have a lot
of
don't
threes.
You? A
lot of threes. So, with all these threes, do we need a four? I don't know.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Let's talk about Toys for Tots. They're an organization. Do you know what they do? They gather toys for kids who maybe, you know, or his parents might be having a hard time, can't get him anything for Christmas this year.
They've been around for a while.
They have. And the good news is, in Edgewood, Maryland, somebody broke in and stole $1,000 worth of toys.
Come on, don't do that.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, way to go, you big Grinch.
Admittedly, you would think that if you were going to rob a place, Toys for Tots would probably be a better place than like a toy store.
Yeah, but don't you think that just shows like there's got to be a little good left in you? Just a little.
What, that you're not willing to rob from the charity?
Like, charity should be just, like, not an option.
Man,
I thought you were always supposed to go after the man, and the man is not the charity.
Like, rob from Toys R Us, okay.
But
Toys for Tots?
That's just bad.
They stole 40 to 50 Hess toy trucks.
Yeah.
They sell at Hess stations. They're collectibles and can be worth a significant amount of money depending on when and where they are sold. And they stole those 40 to 50 Hess trucks and 1 3-foot-tall Darth Vader action figure.
Yeah, I think that was a personal one.
That's exactly
right. So they
right.
probably went for those trucks.
They went for the trucks, and they were like, I love this Darth Vader thing, man. Look, when you walk past him, he's like, it's the best.
Take it. Take
just
it.
Just go ahead.
Grab it. Anything else you want?
We're already robbing from a charity. What's one more toy, right?
I think that's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
And I think that should reflect the level of punishment that you get when they find them.
Oh man, I can't say out loud some of my ideas for punishment right now.
But you don't rob from a charity.
Come on.
You don't.
Come on. Like,
you shouldn't rob in general. Maybe we should say that.
You shouldn't. But okay, here's the thing. I think what we're seeing here is that you and I, we're agreed as a society that stealing is wrong.
It's bad.
Like, it's written in the law books. That's it. It's not even a question of morality. It's just illegal. But now we've wandered over into, okay, you know what? You're pulling a Robin Hood. You're robbing from Toys R Us to help the kids in the neighborhood. It's wrong, but no jury's going to convict you. Right. But see, the thing is, if you go rob from Toys for Tots, the toy charity at Christmas, the jury's going to give you the chair. Okay. So just remember.
Okay, maybe not that drastic.
Don't be so sure, Nikki.
But it's bad.
On the jury, Santa, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. And I'll tell
and
you
all
what.
The kids.
You're going down.
That's just wrong. Well, so did they find them, or are they just looking for them?
They're looking for them. They said it was about $1,000 worth of stuff that they stole. And again, they know they were a collector of some kind because they very specifically
yeah, they
stole
after
those.
That.
And Darth Vader.
I never usually, after a story, feel like, you know, and just shaking your head and just tiss, tiss, tiss. You just don't do that.
This is one of those.
You do not do that.
Steal from a charity. Mm-hmm. What is your problem?
I know.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
Now, many of you find yourself in a position where you have to buy Christmas gifts for others. I know. It's better to give, I mean, receive than give. Is that how it goes? I'm not sure. But
one day you'll figure out.
How about a promotion where you get something for somebody else and then you get something for yourself?
That's sometimes common. Like a lot of places will offer incentives. If you buy so many gift cards, then you get like a smaller one back for free.
Buy a $25 gift card, get a $5 gift card for yourself.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
How about this? Buy $450 worth of diamond jewelry.
Whoa.
And
what do you get back?
A free shotgun.
Where's this at?
This is at a jewelry store?
I guess
store?
I've just not been to a store where they sell both those items.
Well, they don't normally sell shotguns. This is a special promotion that they're doing. It's at a jewelry store in Florida. Let's see.
Why would they sell a shotgun with it?
It's with the jewelry store. Okay.
Are they making a statement?
Maybe. It's downtown Goldsmith in DeLand, Florida. All right. The idea is they've teamed up with a store called Second Amendment Firearms. And that's it.
I think they are making a statement.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, maybe they're saying, like, if you're going to have jewelry this nice, you better be ready to protect it.
Guess.
That's the angle they need to take right there.
That does work, I guess.
Well, I guess the idea here is, again, the ladies want the jewelry, but the guys feel like they ain't getting nothing. But all of a sudden, you know, hey, what if we got you a shotgun to go with that diamond necklace?
I'm sorry, how much do you have to spend on diamonds?
Well, it's from a selection of jewelry that they have laid out, but your minimum purchase is $450.
I guess I always thought a shotgun was even more than that.
I think you can get a shotgun for a couple of $100. Let's go shopping for a shotgun right now.
Don't want to.
Let's end up on a watch list. Here we go.
Because then Amazon's going to be really messed up.
Okay, like, I don't think Amazon sells them. Here's a shotgun. Oh, it's a vinyl wrap kit. It's not an actual gun. Here's a case. Do you need, Nikki, you want a case for your shotgun?
No, thank you.
I can get you one.
But can I put my diamonds in it?
Look, how much is it? Here's a shotgun. Nope, this is one. $319.
Yeah, I guess I just, are the diamonds? Like, not really. Are they diamonds? Emphasis on the Z?
It's a side-by-side over, no, they're diamonds. Like, I guess. Look, Nikki, I don't have all the details. I pretty much got to the point where I got a free shotgun with purchase and I was done. I was just like, great, what do we have to buy? Let's go.
Okay, so a lot of times, it just depends on your personality. If you try to figure out what someone has bought you for Christmas, you mm-hmm. could look around and be like, hey, wait, we got a new shotgun. We live in Florida. That means I'm getting diamonds.
I'm totally getting that ring I wanted.
Maybe.
Bobby got me one.
And we got a new gun.
Now, let's see. All right, I'm on a gun store right now. Over, under shotguns.
I'm sorry, what's over, under shotguns?
No idea. We start, look at this, $419.
Why don't you go to a diamond site?
All the way up to like, what?
Let's just look at diamonds. Don't look at guns.
I'm way more interested in a shotgun. Oh, here's a tactical shotgun with extended mag, $507. Because, you know, when I'm out in the woods and I'm hunting deer, I need to make sure if I miss, I don't miss again.
You have never been out in the woods like that.
No.
Ever in your entire life.
I went camping before, but I didn't go out there to kill anything. But it's fine.
Except that hot dog over the fire.
Yeah. And it was already dead.
That was it.
It was already dead.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all. The Riot. The Riot.
You guys know how Jimmy Kimmel has Matt Damon on? Like, they're really good friends.
But he's never, like, on.
Right. Well, this is my friend Daniel. He's my Matt Damon. Now, he's never been in any movies, but he does live in Japan, so he's kind of famous.
Anytime Obi references my friend in Japan, and you're like, yeah, sure.
No,
he
really.
Has one.
He really has
a friend in Japan, yeah, and so Daniel's in.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. I'm here.
So, Daniel, you brought us a bag full of stuff we can't read.
I did, yeah. And I did it on purpose, so I can feed you whatever I want, and you have right. No idea.
Yeah, we really don't know what
it
is.
We're very excited that you're happy about that.
Of all the items you've picked out, the one that leaps out at me is, he has a box that says, there's some English on it, it says cream colon.
And it looks looks interesting.
And you know, Nikki's been really sick, so I don't know if it's a good idea
all right.
or not.
Will I keep any of this down? I don't know.
It might be one of those times where being sick and you can't taste it as well. That might really
work.
Yeah, it should be fine. Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to start with, dude?
All right. Oh, man. Okay, let's start with the these things.
They look like, I'm going to affectionately refer to them as enlarged rabbit droppings.
Yeah, why did you, you use the... The P word.
Go ahead and say it, Nikki.
I want to say it.
You can say it.
I don't want to say it.
It looks like rabbit poop.
So what are these items?
It's basically little pieces of fried donut with black sugar on it.
Oh,
wow.
Hello.
Wait, what's black sugar?
Yeah, hello.
I know it's brown sugar. I know. Wait.
Is it like a molasses?
Yeah, kind of like that. Just it's native to Okinawa.
Okay.
And yeah, it's actually supposed to be a little bit more healthy because they leave a lot of the nutrients and stuff in it.
Oh yeah, but, blah blah blah.
That's always my excuse when I eat.
Sure it is. It smells pretty good, but you definitely kind of get a molasses smell
to
it.
Yeah, it has a strange smell, but I can't quite place it.
It kind of tastes like a chocolate donut, but just a little bit of an aftertaste of something different.
Yeah.
There's an earthy flavor here. Don't you think?
I don't mind it.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
A little bit sesame seedy, that is
exactly what I think it tastes like.
I would have picked up on that.
No, it's totally. That's totally like what it is. It tastes
really
like
good.
A sesame seed. I mean, but in a good way? I don't know. It's not bad, but it's very different.
The problem with this, Daniel, is that if there's anything we really like from Japan, and we eat like the rest of it,
you're going to be on the hook to ship it to us.
Just realize you are our direct link, and you have to send it over.
One of my friends out in Seattle. One of the other things I'm going to give you. Her 3-year-old daughter loves these dried. Sour plums. So every time I come back, she asks me to bring
them. She wants them? Yeah.
Dried sour plums.
Yeah. Well, that seems like something I guess we would like.
Yeah. Okay. So what is this officially called, this thing we just ate? What's the brand and everything?
Carinto is the name of the candy itself.
Carinto. Okay.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
The consistency is different. It's not like a donut, but it is. I mean, just something's a little different, a little drier.
All right. What are you feeding us next?
You want the cream colon, baby.
Cream colon?
Yes.
All
right.
This is definitely the name. The flavor itself. There's nothing unusual about it. They're actually pretty good.
Okay, do you notice how all of this Japanese stuff, like,
you get it in a
box, but it's sealed in a bag inside the box?
Oh, yeah. This is nothing, actually. One of the things the Japanese are famous for is packaging everything in an individual thing. So it's
really?
Like a single bite serving, which, in a sense, you can spread a bag of candy over a long amount of time, but in the other sense, it's incredibly wasteful.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought in Japan they're pretty good with, like, not being wasteful, but
in some ways they are.
Yeah.
In some ways they're not.
Yeah. But in candy, it's not.
Packaging, yeah, packaging is not one of those things.
See, Nikki, that just goes to show you the difference in thought is they're like, hey, you would never eat more than one of these.
that is true.
And in the U.S., we're like, it's going to take forever to get a handful.
Yeah. That's the thing. So Westerners go over there, they buy a bag of this candy, and then, that's the thing.
Yeah,
they
we
end
want
up
the
with
whole
a pile
thing.
Of plastic and stuff.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Those are really good.
Okay,
they remind me of, like, kind of like a cannoli.
Well, and it looks like a combo.
Yeah.
It's like a hard outside.
Yeah,
with a little...
With a sweet cream sort of inside.
Mmm.
That's pretty good. You're going to like that one.
Oh, yeah, I'll keep this one over here.
Yeah.
You'll keep the whole
that's
bag.
That's good, man. I really like that.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
And... I'm glad a whole bag comes and it's not individually packaged because one's not going to be enough for that.
What's in a name?
All right. So what else we got?
All right. You want to try the sour plums?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
This is
great international cuisine.
This is all from Japan.
We're so cultured.
Daniel brought all this for us to try.
Yeah.
So it's a plum, you said?
Yeah.
Really it's not a plum.
It's a Japanese plum.
Oh, okay. It's better.
They're smaller.
What is
and
smaller?
The smaller, yeah.
Okay. All right. Also not individually wrapped.
Yeah.
Oh, now those are good.
Do you like them?
Oh, yeah. That's really good. What a weird taste.
Yeah. I brought some of the actual sour plums home.
I don't know if you'd like that. That is weird.
Yeah.
It's almost salty at the end.
It is.
Wow.
It is. They're pickled. They're pickled. So I brought some of the real ones that aren't dried for my family for Christmas dinner. And nobody likes
it. Wow, it's like salty. It's salty plums.
I feel like it tastes like a salted Sour Patch Kid.
Yes.
You ever had a Sour Patch Kid?
But
what
salt.
If it, instead of the sugar on the outside, they cover it in salt.
Part of me, my heart's like, wait, why was there salt on this? We don't want salt. What's this? But no, it's very interesting.
Look, everybody has an enlarged heart these days. It's very popular. It's very popular.
It's all
don't
the
worry
rage.
About
wow,
it.
It's weird because at first you think, I really thought it was going to be more sugar, like sweet.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, that's salt. My mind. mind's going, something's different.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind that we did preload this conversation with Daniel by telling him, hey,
wow, when you
bring us food, bring us things you think we'll like.
Yeah.
So we're not really getting the other end of Japanese cuisine.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
My friend Daniel joining us in the studio. We need some mood music here, Nikki. We
international
need some,
music.
Well, I was just thinking maybe some Christmas
music. Holiday music, that works too.
Daniel's not here to see us. He came to see his family for Christmas. And
Daniel could have just lied to us, you know.
Probably did.
All this candy was actually for my family. They just didn't want it. So
yeah,
thought,
that's
I'll
it.
I'll bring it up to Open Nikki.
Well, Daniel's
these are the cast-offs.
Daniel's in Japan, so he brought us quite a few treats to be able to taste test.
International delights.
That's right.
All right, Daniel, what's next?
All right, here you go. I'll have you taste these and see if you can pick out any what.
See what the flavor is.
The flavor in it.
They look like French fries.
They are. They're, yeah,
now, we tried years ago the Mountain Dew Cheetos in Japan, and those things were so sugary, so we're a little weary of anything that comes in those stick forms like those. Wait.
Those are not sweet.
Here you go.
Definitely salty.
Okay.
Mmm. Oh, it's potato stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I can definitely taste the potato.
Hmm. Well, it tastes butter in it.
Okay, there is butter, yeah.
Yeah, butter.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else?
Nothing
else? What is that?
No, I'm really not getting it, dude. All I taste is like potato and butter.
Okay, those are actually fish eggs.
Oh,
no,
really?
Fish eggs and butter.
Oh, come on, Daniel. Put that back. Put that back.
But they're good, though, right? You wouldn't have known.
No. It does taste like...
I would have eventually known, and then I would have become violent.
It does really taste like if you had a baked potato and you put...
I don't taste the fish at all.
If you put an unnatural amount of butter, artificial butter, on top of the potato, that's really what it tastes like.
Yeah, I didn't taste the fish at all.
You can over the butter.
No, I mean, I picked them because I figured you would like them. But
yeah. Now I need water to wash that out.
Just to be clear, I do hate fish.
And not as good as water.
Okay, so what's in here?
Yeah, these are the rum raisin chocolate.
Oh,
rum raisin chocolate.
Hello. Yeah. Give us that first.
Hey Nikki.
What do you want to find?
You going to share? Or you just is that all you right there?
Well, that's pretty good.
No, okay, Daniel. Like, what's the story on like the high fructose corn syrup versus sugar in Japan? Like, is this straight sugar? Because like here in the U.S., you buy a chocolate bar and it's like it's all corn syrup.
Yeah,
there's no sugar.
No,
like,
I don't even know.
If you go in the U.K., it's all okay. That is medicine-y.
That's Nikki. That's the rum and the rum raisin. Yeah.
Is that gonna help my cough? I'm on
it
medicine,
actually,
Daniel.
I'm not
supposed to have anything else. Wow, that one's pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely, I mean, that is rum with a little raisin.
Yeah. They have another brand that has some kind of brand in it. And actually, when you bite into the candy, you have to put the whole candy in your mouth or it will drip down your chin.
Oh, really? Yeah, wow, that's intense.
Wow. Yeah. Inside. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So what else you got?
These are habanero rings.
That's you, Nikki.
No, now I am ill. So what if it starts a coughing fit?
Well.
Try these.
Can you try it first, Obi?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, try it first.
You know what, Daniel? Here's what I want to know. Is this that part where you're like, ha, 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 it's no big deal, and you're waiting to secretly laugh as you know how terrible these are?
Actually, not. No, those are great. Actually, I haven't had them for years, but when I...
Is Japan really into spicy stuff or not so much?
Depends.
Depends?
Yeah.
It tastes like a Funyun.
A Funyun?
That you put hot stuff on.
Yeah.
Is it bad? I'm waiting for it.
No, it's hot.
But not like anything
let me
too
put
terrible.
It this way, all right. The place where I put it on my tongue, that's on fire right now.
Okay. But everything else is fine.
Right. And I'm probably going to throw up.
I'm sure the rum raisin cooled it down.
Yeah, it'll cool it down a little bit. You know what? All right. I'll give you a pass on these. You don't
have
to
thank
eat that.
You.
You're sick. So, all right, Daniel, give us one more thing.
All right, one more. So, the Japanese citrus is called a yuzu, or one of the Japanese citrus. So, this is yuzu and pepper.
Okay, yuzu and pepper. Okay. Wait, have we tried?
Black
pepper?
What was that
citrus thing we tried that smelled like death and we hated?
Durian.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Durian is not popular in Japan. I don't know.
It shouldn't be popular anywhere.
From there.
Especially after what
really
we
good.
Had.
Yeah,
they're
what
great,
a great
yeah.
flavor.
They're great.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm actually getting a little habanero up in the old nose there.
In the nose?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one a lot. That one's really weird.
What is this one again? The citrus?
It's like a fruit pepper.
Yeah. It's called a yuzu. It's just a small grapefruity type citrus thing. And then pepper.
Have you ever had a yuzu?
I've not. That's actually really good.
Yeah. We're just going to acquire one of those.
You get the back kick of the pepper at the end.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
It's actually really good. You did a great job.
This is the least offensive thing you gave us. And in fairness, none of this has really been offensive.
I really like those.
Wow. Well, Daniel, thanks for sharing the taste of Japan with us.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you feel weird going through customs with a suitcase full of snacks?
Actually, when I was in Honolulu at my stopover, when I opened up the thing and
did you get the paper? Thing,
they just everything fell out.
Oh, did
like, you know, bags of candy and potato chips came out, and the guy's looking at me like, "What in the world is this?"
I know.
Like, well, you don't understand. This is for a radio show and blah, blah, blah. But fortunately,
I really like my snacks.
Yeah.
I've got a problem.
No, those are super
big problem.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Still in the studio with us, my best friend Daniel. He lives in Japan. Here
for
here.
Now. Yep.
Yep. So, Daniel, you went over there to teach English as a second language.
I did, yep.
How many years have you been there?
It'll be 13 in April.
Oh, gosh. Yep.
So you've been teaching English as a second language as long as we've been doing the Riot.
Yep, pretty much.
So are you as good at that as we are at this?
I probably not, but I hope so. It probably depends on who you ask.
I think it's different styles. Yeah, okay. Different styles, different things.
Okay, all right. So, dude, talk to us about life in Japan. Like, as an American going to Japan, what is, like, one of the weirdest, like, most standout things that you go and you did something and you were like, oh, crap, I shouldn't do that?
Man, you know, I don't even know. It's one of those things where I've been there so long that it's
more normal now.
Yeah, like, people kind of ask me that question and I don't even know what to say anymore because it's just, yeah, it feels so normal to me that
you've been assimilated.
Almost,
you know what not to do.
Yeah, almost coming back to the U.S. is now the culture shock.
Okay, well, what's the weirdest thing coming back?
I haven't
is
heard
it how loud
as
we
much,
are?
Well, I haven't heard it this much this time, but the last time that I was here 2 years ago, I was shocked at how much people swore in public.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess they're walking around on their cell phones and they're just talking as if they're by themselves in their living room. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, my mom's standing here. Like, why are you saying that?
I love that.
That was one of the things I noticed back then.
See, Nikki, you got to
tone it down. Yeah, like, right. It's me.
You really are making Daniel uncomfortable.
Well, no, I remember watching a couple episodes. I think it was Top Gear 2 when they went to Tokyo to race something and they were in the train and they were on their phones and people basically were telling them, like, you're too loud. You just can't talk. Like, it's much more quieter even when you're in public than like here when we're on our phones, we're just yelling away.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where everybody just agrees that if they do talk loud or be aggressive, everybody's just going to die. So everybody just kind of is really nice to each other despite, you know, jamming 2,000 people on a train. It just kind of works. Everybody kind of having the same, let's live in harmony type thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
No, we do not. Not at all.
All right.
But I think that would be nice.
Nikki and I have heard for years about it. It happens every year because, you know, I read a couple of blogs that are kind of like Japanophile stuff. And they always talk about KFC being this thing at Christmas in Japan.
And you have to order your buckets of chicken like months in advance.
That's the thing. Yeah. And that was just a stroke of genius on some marketer's part at KFC. He thought, oh, let's associate fried chicken with Christmas. And it worked. I mean, that they do. They order their buckets months in advance.
So,
and
so people like
KFC there, it's different than like here, KFC. You don't even want it for lunch, but it's there, you know?
Yeah. So, Obadiah and Nikki in Japan, whatever our names are, we're over there and we're talking, like getting ready for Christmas. And it's like, oh, have you put your order in for your bucket yet? Like, oh,
it's like
I've got to do that. I've got to do that.
Yeah.
Is that really the way it is?
Yeah, it is.
And
is
it with just all the other KFC food, or do you just add it to like more traditional dishes, or is it really just like mashed potatoes, you know, like that sort of stuff?
You know, I don't know, but I would guess it is. Like the more traditional Japanese food is typical around New Year's. So it's kind of, it's Christmas and New Year's are almost switched between the U.S. and Japan.
Okay,
And in the U.S., Christmas is spent with your family, New Year's is spent with your friends. It's kind of the opposite in Japan. New Year's is always spent with your family, and Christmas is more with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friends, things like that.
And your chicken.
Exactly, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki, I think we need to put an order in for our bucket.
Oh, I'm just afraid we are too late. What if we don't get ours?
You should have done it back in September.
Yeah, we're just too late.
Man, I haven't had KFC in like 3 years. Time I eat KFC, I just want to, you know,
well,
die.
Again, it's different here. We have a different style than maybe in other parts of the world.
Have you done KFC in Japan?
Yeah.
Okay, like, is it different, or is it just like, no, it's the same?
Yeah, it's about the same, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because the one here had, like, half the wall falling off. and some of the insulation falling down. Yeah, so yeah. I feel like maybe it's a little better.
It's clean. Everything in Japan is pretty clean. Actually, one of my favorite stories from KFC, though, is outside of a lot of their stores, they have a life-size like a statue of Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
And years ago, I saw this little, I don't know, 4 or 5 year old Japanese girl just staring up at him, trying to figure out what he was. And then finally, she just very slowly just waved at him and walked off. I just had a school on favorite. One of the favorite things I've seen there. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
Mr. Chicken right there. That's the Colonel.
Yeah.
Is he alive?
Always in our hearts.
Yeah. Always in our cholesterol-clogged chicken hearts,
right.
For sure.
That's
enlarged.
Right.
Well, Daniel, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for bringing all this stuff, too.
Thanks
you
for
bringing
some
the great snacks.
Stuff. Thanks for having me. It's been fun, yeah.
And if anybody wants some snacks and you work here, Zach will probably eat them all. So you're out of luck.
I don't know. Sometimes the international snacks stay around on the break room table a little bit longer. Untouched, people are a little afraid of them until they start like testing them
if
themselves.
If you can't read it, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put little post-it notes on it.
That's totally what happens. We'll put like Oreos out and they're gone immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
But anything they can't read, it's like, no.
They get a little skittish.
I'm not going to have that.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
You know what I didn't know? I didn't know that Minecraft, like there's competitive Minecraft.
What do you mean? You know,
like there's competitive Minecraft.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant like is there competition for mine? Like another
No.
Like, Minecraft?
No, it's not like
not.
That. Like, no. It's people playing Minecraft.
No, I got you, but competitions.
Right. As an e-sport, which again, you got me on that. I just got Minecraft for the Wii U, and I've barely touched it. And everybody's always telling me, like, you got to get Minecraft. You got to get Minecraft.
But you can tell there'd be competitions. People are so intense
it. Like, esports is just not my scene, mostly because one of the things I enjoy about video games is that eventually I can set the difficulty so low that I really feel good about myself. And so now you're telling me I have to compete with people, and this one area in my life where I have some self-esteem, there are people in line to just rip it away from me. So it's like, I got to do something else with myself. So there is a guy who is now the Minecraft national champion. His name is Julian Wiltshire. He beat about 1,000 other players in the U.S., and he is 10 years old.
I was going to say, is he 3?
He's 10.
He's probably very young.
There was
the younger you are, it seems to be the better you are at Minecraft.
There was a 6-week season, and the Minecraft tournament tested people from 40 U.S. cities on creativity, critical thinking, and teamwork using a series of custom game mods. So this guy, Julian, who his handle, like they're not saying where, it's Supercraft 11. So like his screen name, gamer tag, whatever, Supercraft 11. And he got the Super Bolt trophy and a $5,000 scholarship.
Nice.
It's not bad.
So was there an age then, you think, for the competition?
Well, it said
for scholarship.
What do you mean? Like, you're like, how? What was the age range of competitors?
Yeah, I didn't know if they had broken it up into different ages.
I don't know, but there was an overall winner. So, like, he didn't win his division. It says that he beat high school and college students.
Oh, gotcha.
For this particular win. So, what grade are you in when you're 10? Is that like 5th grade? Fourth grade.
Sure.
Fourth or fifth grade?
Sure. I don't know.
If you want to know the truth,
ahead. No, just
if you want to know the truth, I had a crush on Tessa in 4th grade.
So now
she was 10.
She was 10, so now that's how you remember it?
Yeah. I just remember her being 10 and me being like, wow, she's 10. Because I was only 9.
Oh, an older lady.
Yeah. I had great taste
even then.
It didn't
work out.
It didn't, Nikki. It didn't work out. And all I can say is, her loss.
Oh, that's right.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
One of the things you might not know about Nikki is she is a huge fan of bagpipe music.
Love it.
I'll just be upstairs typing away, and then all of a sudden I look in and there's Nikki playing her very own set of bagpipes. She likes to cue up a track and then play the bagpipes along with her fellow pipers.
Yes.
Now, she only does that on break, like lunch, things like that.
I make sure it's not on the work clock.
Right, because you're not paid to play the bagpipes.
I can't do it this week. Being sick, I don't have the capacity for it. But
it's true. Yeah. And you know what?
Why do you have to pick bagpipes? I don't want people thinking I actually play the bagpipes.
You know what, Nikki? The part I don't get about your bagpipe obsession
is why I don't acknowledge
it. As soon as we get in public, all of a sudden you're embarrassed and you don't want anybody to know.
I've never played bagpipes.
That you are a piper.
Nope.
You are. Why don't you just admit to it?
Just live up to it.
Gosh. It. Honestly, I'm a little ashamed of your shame. It's fine.
Well, I just hate when you pick something that you want to have associated with me, because now in public, you know, someone will just grab a playlist and start playing bagpipes as I walk past.
Well, you know what? Could there be a more fitting tribute to you,
to me,
and your impact on society?
All right, all right, all right.
Though I will tell you that Nikki, she was making out a resolutions list for next year, and one of the things she had for 2016 was to be the first person to play the bagpipes at the South Pole. And I am really sorry to tell you, Nikki, that...
Oh, no, did someone beat me to it?
Here's the thing is, we haven't even started 2016...
And they already did it?
And you're already a failure.
That's terrible.
It's already happened. You're out. Your lifelong ambition, squelched, gone. You're going to have to pick something else. First bagpipes in space.
I can do it.
That's
yeah.
you. Now, so, that'll have to be a 2017
so
goal.
So who owns the honor of being the first bagpiper in the South Pole?
Jack Kennedy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He's Scottish, too. Oh. Yes.
I assume
he
that.
Should be. He's 29 years old.
He's a piper.
He defrosted his instrument, wore hand warmers.
Did he
out.
Wear a kilt or...
Just to be clear, it was negative 30 degrees Celsius.
So there's still a chance. Like, if you want to do it in the traditional garb.
Okay, you're right. That's true. Just to give you that's negative 86 Fahrenheit.
Oh, yes, fine. A slight nip in the air.
I'll just tell you, whatever he would be not be covered by the kilt,
would
he
be
would
gone?
Lose everything.
Okay, fine. Again.
Everything he had would be
he
gone.
He can wear the kilt over, I guess, some... leggings.
Well, you know what? We're all very ashamed of the fact that he's wearing cold weather gear. No, with global warming, he should be fine.
Yeah, he should be okay.
Right? So, yep, he did it, Nikki. It's he had to make a 70-mile trek, a 70-mile hike to go down and play the bagpipes.
I don't care about anything that much.
Oh, don't. See, guys? Do you see what she's doing? She's minimizing.
Well, yeah, now that I can't have that honor.
It hurts so bad. Now she wants to make it seem trivial and stupid. But we all know the truth, Nikki. But hey, here's the thing. He's the only man.
Oh, hello.
That has done it.
I
you
can still
become
do this.
The first woman to play the bagpipes at the South Pole.
All right. Well, so, now I still have the goal.
Yeah.
You know, I put that on my bucket list.
He's been playing bagpipes for 20 years.
Mm.
I played the bagpipes once. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not easy.
I know it's. I just remember in my head, I just envisioned someone squeezing it or like doing the bagpipe thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a couple of seconds for like sound to actually come mm-hmm. out.
You have to blow. You have to fill the bladder.
That's it. Yes.
You're blowing into this thing. You're filling the bladder.
And then
and
you
you're
wait.
Pushing like in your I had it on my right arm. You have to squeeze it almost like you're doing the chicken dance. But it's somebody's put a weight on it. And you're squeezing, you're blowing, and you've got the canter and you're trying to make notes. It is not easy. To do. But Nikki's very good at it. And when she puts out that album next year, under an alias, of course.
I would like you all to really love it and hopefully you'll appreciate it.
I kickstarted it. I can't wait to get that free digital copy and the signed canter.
The McNicky, the Scottish program wait, that I'll be doing. I can't do a Scottish accent.
Isn't it Mac? Wouldn't
Mac?
You be Mac Nikki? Isn't that more Scottish?
I don't know.
Mm.
Piper Nikki. Nikki Piper.
No, don't worry.
We'll come up with something.
Hey, before we get the publicity wheels going, like we'll have it all figured out.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
The 100 Cheeseburger Challenge. Anybody familiar with it?
No. Who is launching this?
Here's the idea. The 100 cheese. I don't know if anyone's actually done it. I have certainly seen people attempt it.
Yeah.
But here's a girl.
It is what it is. 100 cheeseburgers, right?
100 McDonald's cheeseburgers. This is actually coming from, is this New Zealand? Yeah, it is. Auckland. That's in New Zealand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it is.
No, it
we
is.
We don't know?
I know this one. It is.
You don't know.
It is.
Okay, right. So, she's a hobbit and she lives in New Zealand and she wanted to eat 100 cheeseburgers. No, but it's like a McDonald's thing.
New Zealand's okay with that too.
They're fine. They all have hairy feet. Look, so the whole idea was you can eat 100 cheeseburgers and I don't know that you have to have a time. I think it's more along the lines of like, hey, you want to do it as fast as you can, and there's a running clock for it.
That kind of works if you do competitive eating, because I think your body sends out warning signals, so you're supposed to, like, you got to get it done faster and not just think that you could wait all day and get through it, because your body's going to get too full.
Well, here's the deal. Her name is Neela Zisser. She is from New Zealand. She's a model. She's a competitive eater, and she's a YouTube star, she says. And she sat down to try the challenge, and 50 chicken burgers. All right. In New Zealand, they have chicken burgers at McDonald's.
So you're not allowed to do the hamburgers?
Well, my thought was, is like,
would
that be our McChicken? Is it New Zealand?
Probably.
Okay. So she sat down and she ended up in 14 minutes. She got through 45 burgers.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, here's my thing. You look at this and we talk about failure. Like, you left 55 burgers on the table. Let's keep in mind that in 14 minutes, she ate 45 McDonald's cheeseburgers. Now, let's start doing some math. That's about 3 cheeseburgers per minute, guys.
That's a lot. Way more than you think you could actually do. I know you're like, oh, you could totally do it, right?
Here's the part,
no, you can't.
Here's the part that kills me. She's pretty. She's slim, svelte, all right? I eat a McDonald's cheeseburger, and I'm just like, does this come in a 3X? It's like, give me a freaking break, man. Like, what is the deal with these?
She's eating 40-something of them and just fine.
You know what my favorite part is? This reminds me. I had a running bet with somebody that told me they could do the milk challenge, all right? The milk challenge is you have to chug a gallon of milk and not throw up for an hour, all right? And you can see it. The look that she has when she starts to slow down, it's the same look. It's the, they always start to cover their mouth when it's getting bad. Because it's almost like the body is like, I'm doing anything to not throw up. So they cover the mouth. Like, your body is instinctively trying to keep the food down. If I can just cover my mouth, I won't throw up.
And it seems like she started really strong, like maybe too strong, because in 14 minutes, her body was like, no way.
Well, let's just be clear, Nikki. There's only one way to eat 100 cheeseburgers, and that's to either space it out over 100 days
or
to take...
You have to take some breaks in between and make some room.
No, you just got to go. That's okay. Seriously, though, like, if you take that, all right, let's take all those burgers and mash them into one big ball. That big ball of cheeseburger is bigger than her.
Probably.
Where's she going to put all those cheeseburgers? I mean, it's really just a simple math of, or a simple matter of
There's
math.
There's not enough room.
Like, where is the space that this is going to go?
Yeah, but you must do, like, competitive eaters, I mean.
I got cheeseburgers in the tip of my finger now. It's like, it's everywhere.
Well, congratulations to her for at least trying, and that's a pretty big amount.
Dude, you can count me out. Like, I'm out of this.
So, has anybody ever done the 100 cheeseburger challenge?
Probably. I'm sure somebody has probably ended up doing it, but she has done, like, she's known for doing on her YouTube channel, like, taking competitive eating challenges and doing them. Like, she's got a Big Mac challenge here, the 5-foot Subway footlong challenge. What else she got?
What's the Big Mac challenge?
Burritos.
Just eat
22 Big Macs in one sitting.
Okay.
So, eating 10 scorpions in one sitting? All right. There's
now we're just showing off.
What is
That's
this?
All we're doing. Like,
this isn't even competitive.
Whatever.
This is just pride before the fall. That's what this is. It's straight hubris.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
You know that special feeling that you get when you go past that house in your neighborhood or somebody else's and they have those Christmas lights up and you're just like, oh.
I'm always impressed when I see the people who have the lights up, even when we go to work at, like, you know, 5:30 in the morning and the lights are still on. Because you don't need to have your lights on then.
No, you do.
But
because there are people like Nikki and I that need you to turn those lights on, okay?
Appreciate your Christmas lights being on. I drove past a really very well-decorated house this morning. I took a different way to work. I was like, hey, good on you for having that still on.
There's a house near where I live that I was like, man, it looked incredible. Like, I was amazed by it. And so I started asking around. They paid to have it decorated.
Sure.
And I was just like, okay,
Why did that lose some of the magic for it?
Absolutely.
Why? I mean, these people are planners, delegators.
Look, when you have me over for dinner and then you tell me it was catered, I'm going to be less impressed. I just straight, like, there's a different.
You still like it. Like, still
I got
appreciate
it. I have
it,
a different standard. I'm not saying it wasn't good, but I was super impressed because you did it.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me you paid somebody, which that's how an economy works. Just to let you know, I didn't generate the electricity that made this show possible, so I guess I should just let it go. There's a guy, now this is coming from, oh gosh, what is this, South Carolina? I don't know, whatever. There's a guy, his name is Dave, and Dave has one of the largest
Christmas
displays in his neighborhood. Now, where it is doesn't matter. You'll never find him. But here's a rundown of what he's got. 125 inflatables in his yard.
Too many. Sorry, you're right. Let me just hear the whole amount.
Hang on. How many times have we talked about not judging people?
You're right.
All right?
And I was actually thinking, how are you plugging all those in?
You're using judgmental language. This is his thing, all right? Now, what if I came in here and said, look at all that hair you have. It's too much.
I just keep thinking, he's got a lot of extension cords.
Yeah, okay. We're getting to that.
Exactly.
All right. 1,000, he's got a 1,000-watt bulb. That's the biggest bulb that he uses. He's got a 25-foot-tall inflatable Santa that uses a 1,000-watt bulb. Let's see. He requires an additional 100-amp service from the electric company.
Oh, so they know who he is, yeah.
So, like, literally, he had to call the electric company, like, hey, guys.
To get more power?
We need to run a line. Yeah. It's like, he's got more. And he will not discuss the amount of money that he pays every year.
Has anybody done the math to think of, like, well, a couple thousand a month? Or?
Well, he knows. He won't say, but he does say this, that his electric bill is so high during the holidays that he is still paying off
last year's
electric bill.
So why is he doing it? Sell some of those inflatables while you have a chance.
Oh, my God.
Just sell it off.
All right, look, now not only are you judging, but you're enforcing your will on him.
I'm just trying to think of how to pay it off.
You're telling it. Nikki, come on, what? Like, this is America. We don't do that.
We don't. Get another credit card.
Just get one more.
Then you're fine.
Transfer the balance again. Whatever. It's fine.
Kenny, most people don't charge, like, to come look at the display, but
you can
put a little donation box in front of it.
Yeah, and, you know, earlier this morning we found out people stole from Toys for Tots. You think people are not going to steal from this dude's donation box?
Well, maybe.
The other thing he does is he puts out candy canes in front of his house. So if you walk out, he's got a little thing of candy canes. You can go eat a candy cane and look at his light display. This guy's a humanitarian.
Where is this
philanthropist? He's spreading the Christmas spirit with this Winnie the Pooh inflatable. He has a lot of inflatables. I'm about to say something that people may not like, but is anybody familiar with the word tacky?
Like, no.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He must own some land. I wouldn't even know where he put all that.
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't really.
I'd hate to be his neighbor. He just put it all in there.
In your mind, what you have pictured is
acres.
Like acres. Huge.
Like no one around him. Like, yep. You see him from miles away because there's nothing else there.
Yeah, you're wrong about that.
And this is something nice that the community can get involved in and go get candy canes.
Okay, he also goes out and puts out free cappuccino. He serves
coffee
to people.
No wonder he's in debt. What are you doing?
Oh, and he gives away free popcorn. Wow, we need to get over there.
How can he even do that?
It takes him three.
He's like a car dealership.
It takes him 3 weeks of working full time to put the decorations up. He says he's able to do it because he runs a pool service, and this time of year he's not as busy.
Oh, so he's off this time of year. Well, he knows what he's doing. Then that's fine.
Does he?
A lot of people, if you use like landscaping or pool service stuff, then in the winter you can do lights.
Yeah. Well. And
that's
he,
what
does.
He does.
Oh, maybe. Oh, you know what? He's writing this off. He's calling it a business expense. And he's saying, hey, look, it's an ad for blah, 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 blah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what, dude? Best of luck next year when you're paying off your electric bill. I hope it happens for you.
Look at your decorations. Go, do I have too many inflatables? If you even ask yourself that, then maybe you do.
If you want to know the truth, and inflatable, maybe too many.
And inflatable.
But I mean, again, different people have different standards.
I always like to roll when you go past a house that has a lot and roll down the windows. Like, yeah, you can hear them. It's not too quiet. You can hear
them. Did somebody leave the bathroom fan on? No. Is there a helicopter out there? No,
it's just your 100 and something inflatables.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
You guys know the drill? I make no secret about it. House of Heroes continues to be my favorite band.
And I think it's a Christmas tradition that House of Heroes will always be a part of our Christmas show.
Well, as long as they have family near our hometown and they keep driving in for Christmas, then yeah.
How convenient.
We will make this happen for sure.
So joining us, half of House of Heroes, we've got Colin and AJ. Good morning, guys.
What up?
What's up?
Now, AJ, normally you're not here, so it's good to have you a part of things.
It's good to be here, yeah. I've just recently started celebrating Christmas again. Was the thing.
Took a couple years off.
Yeah.
Well, when we're not there to celebrate with you, it's like,
experimented with some Eastern religions.
So
it didn't stick.
It makes you appreciate Christmas more.
Someone's like, really? He did? No.
No, I didn't really.
So take me back. Like, what was the year without Christmas like? It's just dark.
Yeah, it was. It was dark and desolate.
Yeah. I feel that.
I did a pilgrimage to somewhere in Greenland, and it got weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting weird now.
Also, no gifts, which is a bummer.
Sounds like a Festivus.
Yeah, it was kind of a Festivus.
There was a metal pole.
Yeah.
Aluminum pole. Yeah.
Feats of strength. Airing
all
of
the
grievances.
Fun stuff. Well, it's good to have you back to the Christmas celebration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it. So, you know what? Colin, we've seen a lot of. AJ, let me ask you, like, what have you been up to? Because I think it's been like 3 years. This guy's got Vespertine happening.
He's got
I'm seeing
all kinds
him at
of
shows.
Stuff happening. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you up to, man?
Man, day to day, I write country songs in Nashville, Tennessee. That's my job. Believe it or not.
Laughing real
it's
hard
not a joke,
day.
Y'all.
No.
The pilgrimage thing was.
No, the pilgrimage thing is that.
Now, AJ, people are going to have a hard time believing, you're a crying wolf here.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's true. I promise that's true.
Okay. It felt like a joke, but that's okay. when you said it, you're just like, yeah, I'm writing country. So do you drive a pickup truck right now?
Does it work?
No, I have a Volkswagen Jetta, which is the second most popular car amongst country song writers.
So wait,
it's been a lot more Al Dean songs than you would think. The Jetta references.
I'm kidding.
No,
so if you want to write country music, can you really, just as long as you write music, you can just like slide it into the country world? Or
There's a learning curve. I mean, there's a language you have to learn to speak. You have to learn to speak country radio. And that takes some years to become fluent. But
you've had two or three
still
years
songwriting.
Off, so.
Yes, I've had a couple years of learning the lingo.
Right. Okay.
Is there like a country filter? You go online, you just send the song in, and they no, spit
I should
it back
invent
out.
That though.
Translator.
I probably could make a lot of money in Nashville with that.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
Dude, that is amazing. Yeah. Well, actually, that is kind of amazing. So I suppose as a songwriter, the ability to be diverse is part of being
a talent.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's professional.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, because a talented person writes what they want. A professional can cover many genres, dude. For real. So
yeah, I try to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys, House of Heroes, we're here with Colin and AJ. What's the story?
AJ's the one writing country music.
Yeah. Colin's writing Vespertine.
Yes. To be clear.
Colin, what are your feelings on country as a genre?
Oh, man.
It could be your feelings. You could leave it at that.
You can stop there.
I have nothing bad to say about it, but nothing good. I'm not going to bash it. I can't bash something that millions and millions of people love.
Yeah.
How can I talk bad about it?
You can.
It's not my taste.
You can, but you know what? You can.
But I'm a bigger man for not.
I don't know. You don't seem like you've grown. But at the same time, you know what? Let's just stop here and move forward.
We appreciate all styles
point.
Of music. Yes, we do.
We'll wrap on this topic and introduce a new one.
There you go.
House of Heroes. New album. How is that going?
Great. It's
okay.
sort of done-ish.
Yeah?
Yeah. Took a while, but now we recorded it over the summer-ish.
Yes.
Okay.
And
you're in a lot of issues here.
Yeah.
That's
my
time.
Our life's pretty vague and flexible.
It's not wrong.
Either way, you know, we're just open.
Just whatever.
Yeah. No, it's done. I think we just need to get it mastered still.
Okay.
And then we'll start setting up the release.
All right. So to get it mastered, do you just send it off to some guy Who does that?
We're using the same guy that did the past two or three.
Okay.
And
he's got a master's in mastering.
So. See, this guy is a writer. He's got it.
Thank you.
I love words. That one.
Wordsmith.
He's definitely crafting them.
That was good.
So he does the mastering and then at some point album release, yeah?
Yes.
And yeah, they put it on like a digital compact disc.
All right. The digital compact, the digital.
I don't know.
The DCD, if you will.
No, but we do have to do vinyl, so that takes like, I think that's a different kind of mastering and it's a different setup for like getting them produced and stuff.
Okay. What about Christmas plans? What are you guys going to do for Christmas? Colin, you first.
We have a surprise for my children not on Christmas.
It. Okay.
We're getting a puppy for my kids for Christmas.
Oh.
So,
now that's
thank
a
you.
Good man right there. What type
yeah,
of puppy
I was the reluctant
getting?
Sell for aww. This really? Investment.
You had to be the one.
Because it's going to fall on me, let's be honest. I'm going to be
you're
the one like
walking the dog, cleaning
like,
after
like
the
pulling
dog.
Worms out of its butt and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. All
like,
the dog care.
My kid's not going to do that. I'm going
to
do it.
You went right to that. I yeah. noticed. Like that. It's the.
I noticed you went right to that.
It wasn't like I'm the one that's going to have to let it go out in the night to go to the bathroom.
Listen,
you immediately jumped to picking
puppy,
worms.
Puppy ownership is not all about the glamorous stuff you normally yeah. see. You know, all the cute little puppy
it's not
videos.
All cute snuggles.
No, there's real stuff to yeah. it too.
I'll be sure to post all the gross stuff.
Oh, I hated that part. Well, gross.
I got to tell you, with AJ writing country music, you're probably putting your dog to sleep on Christmas, right?
Taking it out back to the shed.
I got a new gun, and we're headed out back.
Old Yeller.
No, I don't own a dog.
He got the rabies.
It's gonna be. His
are
life.
You so
gotta
proud be put of down. That? Are you very proud?
That's a good one.
That is good. As soon as Colin said he was getting a dog, I was like, now this writes itself.
I can do this one.
It's perfect.
Aww.
It's perfect.
He is a wordsmith as well.
Yeah, yes, you yes, are.
Not as gifted, to be sure.
He's on the radio.
They
don't let any schlub on the radio. Yeah.
You got to have some hard Yeller jokes.
And be willing to pull those out anytime
don't
you need to.
Just like worms
that's
out of
right.
a,
yeah.
out
of a bee that's hole. It. That's it.
So AJ, what about you, man? What are you doing for Christmas?
Man, I'm just, my mom's still up here. So we're just going to be going to church and doing the, eating with some family friends, all that kind of stuff. Just good Christmas stuff.
Right on.
Yeah. Hey,
what did you guys want anything for Christmas that was not a puppy?
No, I had a real hard time. You know, we do like a gift, like one person, what do you call it? Secret Santa kind
oh,
of thing
yeah.
okay,
with my
sure.
fam.
Draw,
it's a bigger
draw
family. Yeah, we draw the names and because otherwise it's just a million gifts, but we're still getting like a million gifts for people. And so I don't know what to say that I want.
I feel that. We're like, hey, we've eliminated the need for, okay, it's still
well, that's because there's certain people
gifts.
Like grandparents or these or that, or they just, they're exempt from the list of it.
Right,
so you
still
have
to get
I gotta say, overall, I have a hard time with adult Christmas gifting, like when it comes to family, like, it's just like, yeah, send me a link to the stuff you want and I'll get it. It's like,
totally,
what's, where's the...
Yeah, I got Amazon Prime.
Where's the fun in that? There's no...
I had his
there's
link.
No like, I saw this and thought of you.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
There's no feeling.
Send me a link.
It's all just like, oh, thank you for buying
dude,
the thing I told you to buy me. I'm
it's just
very
Western
grateful.
Consumerism. When yeah. I was on my fake pilgrimage, I realized that...
You've got a new perspective.
Well, yeah, I got my perspective changed.
That makes me excited because the Riot gift exchange is coming up in a few minutes.
Speaking of consumerism.
And speaking of Amazon wish list, that is finest. That's what we'll be doing. So.
Fantastic.
I can't wait.
Fantastic. I'm really... really excited about it. That was not me, by the way. It normally is.
You're Colin. Professional today.
Just
very
let you
nice.
Know. Absolutely. So, well, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for coming in and
continuing the
here.
Christmas show tradition for House of Heroes.
Yes, and I'm excited about the new album. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're stoked about it. It's going to be. We're as far as the process of making it was the most kind of long and intense for us, but also the most enjoyable. So, yeah. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I'm excited. I really enjoy like when you guys were Instagramming and stuff, like showing you guys together writing and all that. Yeah. It's just like
Yes.
I was excited. So really looking forward to it. Guys, thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good luck with the puppies and the violence.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
So on the phone with us right now, a Christmas present of our own, Mr. Andrew Schwab of Project 86. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very
Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas to you. We're excited to have you part of our annual Riot Christmas show.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, as usual.
Well, not entirely yours, but we'll share it.
Oh, does it sound like you have, do you have a cold?
I do.
Aww.
I do. I'm residing in Denver, Colorado these days. I've been sick more in the last year than I was the previous quarter of a century, I think, in Southern California.
Yeah, welcome to all of that moisture and cold.
The cold weather and just the change in seasons. Your body probably doesn't know what it's doing.
No, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't. So, yeah, there's that.
Well, you know what? Let me, Andrew,
which sounds fun. It sounds great.
Do you think that this new introduction of sickness into your life, is that going to be reflected in upcoming project albums?
I blame the Grinch.
Okay. If not, will all Project fans have to ask you to move, politely move back to Southern California?
Right.
It's possible.
He's just a lot angrier than he used to be. Well, I don't understand.
And that, they're just going to be like, and he sounds too when he's singing, like he just has this new sound, and it's just the stuff he knows all the time.
Exactly.
We haven't really talked to you in a while, man. What have you been up to?
We've got a lot of good things going on. Obviously, right now, we've released a new Christmas song for this season. It's called Mr. Grinch. Obviously, it's our version of the Grinch song.
Uh-huh.
And it's really just inspired by my health and blaming the Grinch. Pretty much.
It does
Hence
work.
All the raw emotion in the song. So you guys were actually right on that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we released our album, Knives to the Future. That's our most recent release. We've had a couple singles come out on that, from that record. I've been busy traveling, doing a lot of speaking. I've actually been doing these calligraphy parchments. Those have been keeping me busy. Fans basically go to my web store, which is on my website, andrewschwab.com, and they can order any song they want or any poem or any quote or scripture. And I write it out in a very fancy script. I've been doing this. This is a secret of mine, but I've been doing this since I was a kid. I learned how to do fancy old school writing when I was young. And
you send
those
it
have been keeping me busy. I've been getting a lot of orders for those, both from Project fans and non-Project fans.
Now, Obi, you're mentioning it is last minute for my gift.
Oh,
if you still haven't
it's not
found
too
one,
late.
I won't get it in time, and I realize that.
Yeah.
But you could always get me some lyrics.
From Andrew?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Maybe a poem.
Andrew.
Yeah, I've done everything from Casting Crowns to Smashing Pumpkins to Lewis Carroll.
Wow.
To everything in between.
Emily Dickinson.
How funny.
Mostly project songs.
Yeah, sure. From fans.
I've got to tell you, Andrew, I don't want you to take this the wrong way because I do love you, but every time we talk to you, I hate you just a little bit more.
Because
Yeah, because every time we talk to you, you unveil one more awesome thing that you do.
That Obi does not do.
Right, I feel like I get a little bit shorter every time that we talk.
You didn't know about Andrew that he does this?
It's like, I write books, I go places and speak, I'm a lead singer in this band, I can do all this. And by the way, I also do calligraphy in my spare time. It's like, who is this guy?
He's a Renaissance man.
You are, man. It's fantastic.
Maybe it's just that I have a short attention span, and I just like doing different things. I don't know. This is something I've always been interested in as a kid. I like visual art. You know, I definitely am into text in general, like logos, branding. In another life, I was probably a graphic designer. And I've never actually pursued that on my end other than just, you know, tinkering around. But I've always been into, like, lettering and type. And, you know, I have some friends who are pretty good graphics people who have given me some pointers over the years as well.
Mm-hmm.
On that front. So, yeah, it's just something I enjoy. It's just a different kind of, you know, art, I guess.
Yeah, no, it
so,
totally
yeah,
is.
Fun.
We'll come up with something new for next Christmas. So that way you have another new talent next Christmas to unveil for Obi as well. Right. So
maybe.
take me down to where I'm now laying on the ground.
Keep going with it. Now it's a contest. Well, we're talking with Andrew from Project 86, and if you are interested in checking out the calligraphy of the project songs or whatever, that is through Andrew Schwab's website, and you can find that through the store there.
Yeah. Now, Andrew, like we've talked about Andrew the artist, and what about Andrew the guy? Come down to my level for a minute. Have you been playing any games lately?
You know what's funny? I busted out my Xbox a little while ago. Again, bedridden, sick, kind of bored. So I set it up in my bedroom. I usually play on my big TV, which is in the living room. But I set it up in my bedroom, and I've been sort of revisiting some games that I've never played.
Okay.
That I got copies of and I never played from a couple of years ago. So I actually started playing Mass Effect 3, which I never finished.
Oh, yeah. Now Obi's a part of the
I played like 2 hours of that game when I first got it like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I said, I've got to finish this. I've got to play this game because it's one of my favorite titles ever. So I've been kind of hitting that again. And then been playing some Tiger Woods a little bit. That's also one of my all-time favorites. When I lose my self-control completely, I hop on and I play Battlefield.
Oh, there it is.
No, I feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel that. All right, well,
see,
Andrew,
he's just a man, too. No, he's just not, like you.
He's a Renaissance man. I'm just a man. He's something else.
This is only when he has a cold.
Right. When his powers have been reduced.
Yeah.
I get that. Well, Andrew, it's been really good talking to you, man. Like, really excited to hear the new stuff. Mr. Grinch has been really good. And what about, like, just for this year? No, forget this year. It's Christmas.
There's no time left.
Is there anything left on your Christmas list that you're hoping is going to show up this year?
Well, I mean, before I say that, I got to do my one final shameless plug.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
If you visit us at project86.com right now, we have a special deal going on. We have a Project 86 Christmas sweater. It's not too late to order those. And there's holiday parties all throughout the year, and they'll look good for a New Year's party as well. We also have a holiday bundle featuring Mr. Grinch, eight holiday songs that Project 86 has created over the years. You can also get it at project86.com. And that's available also wherever digital music is sold. So that's my shameless plug. If I don't do my shameless plug and I get off the phone, my wife will not let me live through
She'll be
Christmas
mad at you.
And I won't
call them back.
And get that all out there.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as what I want for Christmas, I keep going back and forth on this.
Okay.
And there's a few different things on my radar. And one, I just feel the need to I have a couple of guns that my dad has handed down to me.
Yeah.
And I've never shot them. I've never done anything with them. But I really wanted to trade one of them in for a gun that I can use to shoot clay pigeons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that's fun out here. We've got a really cool
guys, he's in Denver now. So.
Yeah.
You're in the area.
I did that once since I've been out here, and I just had a blast. So, you know, shooting shotguns at clay pigeons, I mean, that might be in the realm of my Christmas wish list. There's some books that I want. I don't know. I want to see the new Star Wars movie. I know it's blasphemy that I haven't seen it yet, but I need to get to the theater and see it. I went to buy my tickets a couple of weeks ago, and they were sold out at every theater for like the first week of showing. So I get to listen to everybody else tell their stories. So all I want for Christmas is Star Wars.
Wars, a gun, and clay, a book, pigeons, and clay pigeons,
and some books.
You know what, dude? I think Santa's probably going to be able to help you out.
At least for a few of those things.
Well, Andrew, listen, man, it's been really good talking to you, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you. And Merry Christmas to Columbus, Ohio, and all of the beautiful towns that you guys reach.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
So joining us on the phone right now, Sullivan, a band who was, then wasn't, then was, and is still wasing.
Well, yeah, if you want to introduce it that way, I guess that works.
Brooks is on the phone with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you, man?
Good. Merry Christmas.
And you too, Nikki. Sorry.
Hey, no, you're fine. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
So, you know what, Brooks? Catch us up a little bit. It's been a while since we talked. What have you been up to?
A lot of stuff. It's cool. I'm actually in Orlando right now working on some records with some friends of mine. It's been really awesome. You know, obviously life as a producer is nuts. Lots of different talents, faces, voices. And it's really cool because, you know, it gives me an opportunity to also grow as an artist when you're around a lot of different folks.
Oh,
so it's been really cool.
I'm hearing the Orlando wind. It sounds lovely.
It's like 86. Christmas 86.
Isn't
right?
That wonderful? That is just, if you've ever been to Orlando, you understand. They can get some wind there.
So, dude, are you visiting family there, or are you there working on records? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I actually just finished, so I'm like booking it back to make it home for Christmas Day to spend with the wife and the family. I have a little bit of family here, but I was here for work, and now I'm starting my 18-hour drive.
Oh man,
back to Texas.
Okay, so I gotta know, when you're in Orlando and you're just there for work, like, do you sneak off to a theme park like at least one time, or do you just have to leave?
Or does your family take you there?
Well, I actually lived in Orlando for about 7 years.
Oh, so you don't care?
I got all that out of my system. That was like year one at, you know, Universal every weekend, Magic Kingdom every weekend, and then it was like, okay, I that was a lifetime. I got a lifetime's worth of Space Mountain in the first year.
I don't have any trouble believing
They haven't changed any of the theme parks enough to make it worth going back again yet.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm theme parked out for a while.
All right. We're talking to Brooks from Sullivan, who is in Orlando, heading home for Christmas. So, Brooks, how have things been going with Sullivan? You guys get to spend any time with the guys? Like, just quick check-in.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. We're actually in the middle of the sort of beginning stages of writing a new album. And it's been, you know, it's really cool because obviously we're all really tight, and we get to see. That's the other thing too. It's like I got to see Jeremy while I was here because he's in St. Pete. So these trips always have like an extra little
layer to
extra
it,
a little meaning for me. Absolutely. And so now we're sort of in this stage of conceptualizing. It's been almost exactly a year since the last album came out, and it's sort of become our yearly tradition. You know, where we get together. And we get to do this, and you know, a lot of memories. We get to relive, you know, a lot of stuff. And then it's awesome because with, you know, John at Spartan has given us this opportunity to continue to make music. So it gives us a really cool purpose, and it's been really awesome. So we'll probably start. I was probably in the middle of January. We're going to start recording. We're sort of in the writing, conceptualizing stage right now, but it's been really great.
This is exciting, dude. We're like, when you start talking about new Sullivan music, Nikki and I smile.
Because with it going out so close to the end of the year before, it just made last year really, really good.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's exciting too, because now it's like with Heavy as the Head, it was like, okay, this is our first, like, you know, like we're trying to get back in the swing of things, you know, and when you think of the conceptually, you're like, okay, you know, do you want it to just be fun rock and roll? Do you want it to have, like, you know, extra layer, you know, extra thick meaning? There's all these questions that you want to answer because, you know, it's been 6-7 years.
Right.
So now we're sort of well oiled now. You know, we've got it down. We're sort of like back in the swing of things. So it's been really, really cool. Because the other thing too is like, you know, like all bands, you want to evolve your music, but when you haven't been a band for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you sort of have this feeling that you go, okay, well, let's get back to basics, let's get back to what we do best. And now that we've done that, we sort of have this itch to go, okay, what's our next dimension
to evolve from there.
So that's where we are now, and it's been really fun.
Awesome. Talking to Brooks from Sullivan about a new record coming from them next year and the fact that he is hoping to be home for Christmas.
And they have a new Christmas song as well.
Yeah.
Which is available.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, you know what, Brooks? I want you to drive super safe and have an amazing Christmas.
I know, it's too bad you really have to be an 18-hour drive.
Yeah, it's 18 hours, but, you know, Santa's going to give me their save, and it's going to be awesome.
I thought you were going to say it's going to fly by. I'm like, no, it's not. Not at 18 hours, it's not.
It will, Nikki. It will.
You're lying to me. That's not true.
Don't be like that, Nikki.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
We're on the phone right now, Dawson from The Ongoing Concept. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you.
Beautiful morning. Lots of snow.
Dude, you're in Idaho still, right?
Yes, I am in Idaho.
You might be one of the only areas, because I think for everybody else, it's like in the 70s. So,
yeah,
a lot of the other country has a heat wave.
It's been really warm until about a week ago, and it just decided to change drastically. So, yep.
Actually, but Dawson, don't you think that's perfect? Like, you've had nice weather all the way up to Christmas, and then right before Christmas, you get
a white Christmas.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, it feels good if you're five. But. Not five anymore.
He's being real about it, OB.
You know what? First off, I am five, so thanks.
Thanks for bringing it up. Way to keep it a secret.
I hatched 5 years ago tomorrow. Thank you.
I mean, if it wasn't for my vehicle, which is, to everyone, the same van that we tour in, so a 15-passenger van, has rear-wheel drive, it can hardly go up any hills in the snow. You can hardly go on snowy roads in general. It's just kind of a nightmare to see snow falling. If I had, like, a Subaru, you know, I'd be like, heck yeah, it's snowing, Christmas time. This is awesome.
Now, are you supposed to, I guess, I don't know how much snow Idaho normally gets, but aren't you supposed to have, like, snow tires or the chains that you put on the tire, like the kitty litter you put in the back of the vehicle something?
I mean, I don't really know many people that have chains, technically, but, like, it's kind of a thing around here to have studded tires. Like, I actually just went to the tire shop, yesterday and got studded tires on all four of the van tires. So, hopefully that helps. But, studded tires are a big thing. A lot of people put sandbags in their
sandbags.
I will tell you, I had an F-150 for a while, and, because I'm so manly, and I put, about 500
Kitty
pounds
litter.
Of... No, sand. Sandbags in the back of my truck. And that actually did help a lot, though. Like everybody was saying, like, you're hauling a lot in there? Like,
Yes, kind of during this season.
Yep.
Hauling.
It really does help, though.
Yeah, it does. So, Dawson from The Ongoing Concept, dude, let's just jump right into it. You guys had a really rough start to the December month. You went to Christmas Rock Night in Germany, and then something.
That part went well.
Yeah, that went well. But what happened?
Yes, I mean, the festival was awesome, but what happened was on our flight home, on our itinerary, it told us it didn't really specify what we were supposed to do. We kind of assumed it said something about having to take a train instead of a plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
To from Dusseldorf to Frankfurt, Germany, and so you know, we spent the day before kind of like contacting the airline that we were flying on about this whole situation, because, I mean, it's not a weird thing to happen, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure we were in the correct area and stuff. And they told us what to do, and we assumed we were correct, because that's what they told us to do. And so, you know, we wake up the next day really early, get all our stuff together, you know, and ask one more time, like, we got to go to this area, right? And they tell us we got to take, like, this sky train to the train station, and then from the train station, you know, we will then go to Frankfurt. Well,
and Dawson, just to be clear, as you're explaining it to me, I'm already confused. So I'm sure
I am sure
it was way worse in a country where it's not English. You don't know what's going on. Like, that's crazy.
Well, what's weird is that the airport's so English friendly. Almost everyone speaks really good English there. And then, like, you step out, like, and walk 200 yards, and it's just everything becomes like German. Like, there's no English. Usually how it is there's really a German translation and then an English translation underneath. All of that just stops happening. I don't know what happened, but we get to this train station. We're, like, so confused, don't know what to do. Yeah, we missed the train.
So you guys missed the flight and then had to rebook?
Yeah, we had to rebook the entire thing as if we were completely starting over from scratch.
Oh my God. So you guys had to pay. Oh, so you had to pay for it then, like on your own?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I had to deplete the entire band's bank account because it's very, very, very expensive to fly four people home kind of on a one-way ticket situation.
Yeah, from Germany.
So it sucked. But, yeah, so that's kind of why I did that, was because I made that post on Facebook, because, I mean, there's no way, I mean, it sucks. Like, just a little mistake like that can really set a band back for a long time financially, especially when I have a lot of bills to pay when I come home. And I was kind of expecting, because Germany, we always do really well. We sell a lot of merch. We get paid pretty well. So I was going to, you know, make all the money or use all the money we made to pay off some bills. And that all didn't happen because of this little tiny mishap. So
sure. So let's fast forward to today a little bit. Like, I know a lot of people have ordered merch. How is it? Like, let's say somebody's listening and they're like, hey, I want to give a gift to the ongoing concept. It is Christmas after all.
It is fair.
So, like, what could people do to help you guys out to get a little Christmas gift to the ongoing concept?
I think they can just buy some merch if they want from our there's the online store that I do myself, which has all of our tour merch. But then you can also go to merchnow.com and you can get, you know, some different merch. So we have two different stores. Either way, we technically make money from both of those stores. So that'd probably be the best way. Other than that, I mean, you can just send us cards or presents. I don't mind.
I won't say no to that. Well, if you want to join the ongoing concept on their Facebook page, you can kind of read the full details in the story and then, again, get the links to help support. So, like, maybe you could use an ongoing concept T-shirt. Well,
yeah, sure.
That would help the band, obviously, recover from having to spend so much money on the mishap with getting back.
Yeah, well, Dawson, we're sorry that you guys had such a hard time, but, like, we are glad that you made it home. And
like I said, which is funny, you mentioned the F-150, but when I got home finally from the airport, that's, like, probably one of the most amazing things to see is like an F-150 pulling an RV. It's like the best sight to see coming into America. You don't see any of that over there.
None of that in Germany.
Tiny cars. You know, all tiny cars. And, you know, I don't know. It's just America's got this weird fixation with like big things. So it's always just nice to see that coming home.
Aww.
After being stuck there.
I like that.
Well, Dawson, it's been good talking to you, man. Can you hang on for just 1 second?
For sure, yeah.
All right. The ongoing concept.
Aww, I know they had a tough time getting back.
They did, and I will say about bands, like, I know the perception is like, oh, they make billions, they're huge, whatever. You know what? A lot of bands are barely making it.
They go by show by show.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times where they make their money is by concerts and merch and stuff.
Yeah.
But to have a lot of that wiped off because you have to take that trip back and pay for that, that's incredible. So.
That's tough. So you know what? Maybe you could help them out.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Steve from Wolves at the Gates on the phone. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. Hey, let's just jump right into it. You know, the last time we talked to you, it was like, hey, I'm getting married. Hey, I'm moving. Hey, I'm this.
Like, so what's the next thing?
So, Steve, what are you doing that you're leaving us out of?
Well, I am incredibly wealthy because I found out I invented the internet.
Oh, we thought that was
That's
you.
That's incredible.
We did.
That was just something you did in your sleep, right?
Yep. No. I have a dog. I didn't think that was too newsworthy, but I did get a dog.
You know what? We were just talking to the guys from House of Heroes, and one of them's getting a dog.
Yes, that's the Christmas present for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, mine was an April spring present to my wife. So
okay, and
impressive.
Has she been taking care of the dog, or are you the one that, you know, has having to take care of it?
Let's put it this way. I am the dog's master.
Okay.
And my wife
is the nurturer.
Yeah, she's the nurturer, yes.
Yeah, the comfort.
Okay.
That happens. Yeah. That's how it is.
So, So I get the stink eye from the dog because he knows if he's in trouble, he has to go to his crate, and I'm usually the one to do that.
Yeah.
And he loves my wife because she gives him all the cuddles and kisses he could ever want.
Now, Steve, what you should have, and I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I'm going to anyway.
Well, that's part of your job.
It is
part
of my job. Is you should have, before you got the dog, sat your wife down and explained to her what it means to take responsibility for her pet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
I'm sure that would have gone over well. Then you would have had room in the doghouse for you and the new dog.
Yeah. You know, just so you know, Obadiah, having you as my life coach hasn't been working out too well.
That's true.
Wait,
and you're
okay,
not the only man to say that.
No,
I will not. I mean, that is true.
Okay, so did you or did you not just say that you're now very wealthy? Okay.
I was exaggerating. I'm not very wealthy. But that was something you told me to do. So I seem like a more popular musician. And
yes.
Tell people I'm wealthy.
That's right.
That sounds like something I would say.
While you were doing your seminar at the airport, on the offering that we're doing where there's a lunch available as well.
Well, I mean, it's not.
I do get a lot of free lunches. Subway, I've got a lot of Subway sandwiches from Obadiah.
I mean, I'm not going to say, like, it's not a whole lunch. There's finger foods and stuff. But you know what? Yeah. When you're an artist, you got to take what you can get, Nikki.
That's true. That is true.
You got to take what you can get.
All right. Well, you know, Steve, not just for you, but for Wolves of the Gate as a whole, just remember, you don't have to follow all of Obi's advice. It might not be for you or for the band. It could not be, like, the best route to go. So.
You know what? If you want to be a loser, don't take my advice. It's fine.
Yeah. Why don't you have a seminar? I just don't understand.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, when all else fails and we have no idea what to do, we have an Obadiah 8-ball that we just shake.
Yeah.
And gives us some off-the-wall advice, and we usually realize, okay, we had better ideas.
Yeah, I was going to say, something comes out of it and shakes out of it.
You know what? It's fine. I know you don't mean it, okay?
But it hurts.
I know that your small mind is grasping at ways to hurt me. And you know what?
Next year, they're going to apologize because they're going to see all the good things.
I'm telling you, like, when you go home and you tell your wife, like, all right, honey, sit down. This dog is your response.
Sit.
Now. All right? Heal. Listen. This dog is your responsibility. And I am tired of having to stand here and take care of this for you.
Well, I might be too late on that because, you know, the training has been done, but for future things.
Well, the next dog.
Yeah, the next dog.
Okay. All right, sure.
But she really is good with the dog. It's just there are definite clear roles of you know, how the dog is trained and stuff. But I mostly got her the dog so she would feel safe and protected while I was on tour, too.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's sweet.
Yeah.
And so, the dog, does it take care of her, or is it like somebody knocks at the door and it goes and hides under the bed?
No, he's definitely very protective. And my wife always tells me that when I'm on tour, the dog, he doesn't sleep because he knows I'm not there. And so he's like very tense, and he'll be exhausted when I get home, and he'll be excited to see me because he's like, great, I can finally sleep because you're home now.
Yeah.
But somehow he just knows. I think if he knows that I'm his master, and so
if I'm not there,
he knows he's got to be on point.
You know, you keep using that word a lot. You keep saying master. I'm
not comfortable with it.
I don't understand. I don't know if you're trying to compensate. Like, I'm not sure what's going on, but there's a lot of that that keeps being said.
Here, you keep bringing that up.
What's a better word? That's just the word we use at our house. And my wife actually said, she's like, the dog knows that you're his master. I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
Again, that's another time.
I'm just going to tell you, I feel like there's another master in the house, and it's not you. And that you know who your master is, but I'm not saying anything else. I'm not saying anything.
Again, save it for the seminar.
Okay,
all right.
That's right. We'll talk.
Don't give all this stuff
seminar.
For free.
Yeah.
We'll see you down at the airport. And
you gotta have them pay for something, you know.
Yeah, you're right, Nick.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right.
Yeah, you can't give away all the goods.
That's right.
We're talking to Steven from Wolves at the Gate. Is the band doing anything, or are we just gonna focus on your dog life?
I would love if we talked about the band. We're getting ready to record our third full length
awesome.
Beginning of January.
So we have just been in writing mode, and it's awesome. We have more songs than we know what to do with, which is a good problem and a bad problem, but we can't wait to record these songs and get them out to people. So.
We're always fascinated because there's a difference. Like, if we talk to a hip-hop artist, they'll say, like, okay, we're going in the studio with, like, 85 songs just because, you know,
it's so true.
And stuff. But,
so true.
Like, when it comes to, you know, rock groups and stuff, sometimes, like, what does a lot of songs mean? Does it mean, like, 20, 30, 40, or 15?
Well, we have 30. We don't have 80. That kind of blows my mind.
30's a lot, though. Normally, we don't even hear that.
That actually is a lot of songs.
Yeah, I kind of, like, set a goal for myself because I really wanted to just see how many songs I could get. I mean, it's taken me since we wrote the last record to write 30 songs. I don't know how people have time to write 80. You know,
well, you know, don't start feeling bad about it.
Yourself.
You're still the master, Steve. It's fine.
Oh, thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
There
I
knew
it I was fishing for that master.
Yeah, that's a song right there. You could put that as
master,
the title.
Master Steve. It's actually the name of the album.
Might
but
be
it's
a bonus
cool.
track.
That would be my rap name. Thank you.
Yeah, Master Steve.
Dude, I'd buy that album. Like, you don't even need to kickstart it. You've already got one sold. So you guys have got about 30 songs. You're going into the studio in January. That's exciting, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very excited. We're going back to the machine shop where we did our last record. And so, yeah, we can't wait to do that.
All right. So that's early January. So you guys just taking, like, what, the next week off? You're just relaxing. And then first week, you're headed out. Got to make the donuts?
Yeah. Got to. Well, really, when we make records, we eat more donuts than we make.
And that's but, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's a part of the process.
I would really like to know how many dozens of donuts and gallons of coffee we drank, because there's a Dunkin' Donuts, like, pretty much across the street from the studio. And so there's always that time of the day where I just kind of lean over to Ben, and I'm just like, it's time for some Dunkin' D's, man.
Okay. All right, so here's another track, Donut Time. So
Donut
there's
time.
Two
Donut
time. There's two titles already written for you. It's like it just writes itself.
I agree. Yep. I agree,
the
man.
It's single.
Yep, that's it. We'd play it.
Well, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We're always
support,
here to support.
Dude, it's
We're
a support.
Always here.
You know what? Merry Christmas to you and your wife and your dog.
Mm-hmm. All of Wolves at the Gate.
And the band.
Yep.
We really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you taking time to talk to us, and I look forward to having you on my seminar.
Thank you. I look forward to the finger food.
Yeah.
They're I'm not going to be there.
They're going to be great.
You guys have fun.
That's good, Nikki, because we actually have to talk about you, so
whatever,
it's better.
Whatever.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.